We are in the book of Proverbs again tonight, looking at the responsibilities of sons and daughters. And it's interesting, as I studied this particular passage, this particular topic, I expected to find a lot of variety and commands and things for children in regards to their parents. And what I found really was not a lot of variety. What I found was really one kind of theme weaving its way through this entire book of Proverbs. But I think that's okay. Because you know what? Sometimes the Lord has to give us things over and over and over and repeat them and repeat them and repeat them. Because you know what? We are slow to learn sometimes and we are easy to forget. And so let's be reminded of this theme again tonight. We'll have this overwhelming theme of heeding our parents, listening to our parents. Now, as we began this series, I think I mentioned that Solomon was the writer of much of the book of Proverbs. Now, not all of the Proverbs, not the entire book, but much of the book of Proverbs Solomon wrote. And you'll notice over and over throughout the book that it is written with a bent towards him instructing his son. And sometimes the word son is used. And now we're going to turn to, if you want to turn there now, you can turn to Proverbs chapter 4. And in Proverbs chapter 4, in the first verse, he will use the word children. That's used there. And so the book of Proverbs is geared toward instructing those who are young, those who are youthful. But really, it's good for all of us, isn't it? Every one of us. Because no matter what our age, we can all benefit from the teaching and the wisdom of the book of Proverbs. But especially, it is helpful for those who are just starting out in their life. Because it gives them some answers. It gives them something they can depend on as situations arise in life that they can look to and they can find instruction for. So before we get into our study of the book of Proverbs tonight, why don't we have a word of prayer? We'll ask the Lord's blessing on our time together in His Word. Lord, we do thank You for this time. We thank You for Your Word. Lord, we thank You for each and every son and daughter who's here even tonight. Lord, may we learn something tonight as far as our own relationship with our parents, with our families. Lord, that we might be people who honor and respect and listen to our parents if we still have them alive and are able to do so. Lord, I pray that You would just guide our lives and, Lord, help us to obey the principles that are laid forth in Your Word even tonight. Bless us as we study Your Word. In Jesus' name, amen. So the book of Proverbs really gives us wisdom on how to behave as we age in given situations and things like that. But one of the overriding themes of the entire book of Proverbs is this theme of relationships. And particularly in relationships, I mean, oftentimes family relationships. You know, we rub shoulders with people all the time, whether we're at work or at school or at church or in the supermarket or whatever. We're always rubbing shoulders with people, and we need to know, how can we handle people best? How can we deal with people in various relationships of life? Because life indeed is made up of relationships. Now, look at Proverbs chapter 4, if you've turned there. Look at the beginning here in verse 1. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 1. The Bible says here, "Hear, my children, the instruction of a father, and give attention to no understanding." So Solomon here is addressing children as a father. He says, "For I give good doctrine. Do not forsake my law." And by the way, that word doctrine means teaching. It's teaching. He says it's good doctrine. It's not just spiritual teachings either. I mean, I think sometimes we as believers, people sometimes, when they think of the word doctrine, they think of only spiritual teaching. But it's not just that. It's not just teaching on spiritual things. It's not just spiritual teaching, but it's practical doctrine. It's common sense doctrine. And somebody said one time, that the tragedy of common sense in today's day and age, it's not so common anymore. But I think most of us would agree with that. But what Solomon is saying here is that our parents have common sense to give us. Whether they are saved or whether they are lost, they still have common sense to give us. The adults in our lives have common sense to give us. And he says, heed that doctrine. Heed that teaching. Don't forsake that teaching. Don't forsake my law, he says. Let's look at verse 3. When I was my father's son, tender and the only one in the sight of my mother, he also taught me. So Solomon's father taught him and said to me, let your heart retain my words, keep my commandments, and live. Now, notice this. It is wisdom passed on from one generation to the other, from one generation to the next. Now, that's the nature of Proverbs. So sometimes you're going to find, as you read the book of Proverbs, that it deals with an area that does not immediately seem spiritual. And yet it is it's a commandment, it's an idea, it's advice that is common sense. And really, beyond common sense, it's God's sense, isn't it? And so it is passed from one generation to the next generation. Verse 5. Get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forget her, do not forsake her, and she will preserve you. Love her, and she will keep you. Okay, that's as far as we'll read here right now. But what a grand promise. What a great promise that it's given us there in the book of Proverbs. Now remember, for our context today that we're dealing with, Solomon is addressing, as it were, his sons, his children. And he's saying, here is wisdom. Listen to me. I have wisdom to share with you. And here in the myriad of topics, and we've just been discussing really just a few topics dealing with the family so far as presented in the book of Proverbs, but in the myriad of topics that are covered in the book of, touched upon in the book of Proverbs, Solomon is saying to his son, listen to me, listen to me, I have wisdom to share with you that will be beneficial to your life. Now, pause with me for a moment. Of course, Solomon, in penning the book of Proverbs, Solomon's wisdom in Proverbs actually derives from a supernatural source, doesn't it? I mean, the book of Proverbs is inspired by the Holy Spirit. It is inspired scripture. And you might say, well, the Bible classifies Solomon as the wisest person who ever lives. Well, that might be so, but where did Solomon get his wisdom? Right? It was something that was given to him as a gift of God, as a gift of the Holy Spirit of God. So when Solomon penned the book of Proverbs, the words he wrote were the words that God wanted him to write, the words that God inspired him to write. So beyond reading the wisdom of a king, which you certainly can, you certainly do get that wisdom, the wisdom of a king in reading the book of Proverbs, beyond the wisdom of a king, I get the very wisdom of God in this book. And in the wisdom of God, we'll see, here in just a moment, we'll see God has emphasized how important it is that we continue to listen to our parents. And listen to their advice. So, I want you to see the paradigm here, okay? God's word is given by God. So it is always correct, right? It's infallible. It's inspired by the Holy Spirit. It's inerrant. Under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, Solomon in Proverbs has said, it is vital that you listen to the wisdom of your parents. And that's not to say that your parents' wisdom is inspired in the same sense that the book of Proverbs is inspired by the Holy Spirit. It's not the same level of inspiration here. But it is to say that God in His wisdom has established an authority structure within the home and has entrusted a level of responsibility to mothers and fathers, a level of authority to parents. And the responsibility of children is to hearken and to listen to what their parents are saying. Now, before I get into specifics today, let me say this. The book of Proverbs and the commands that we'll look at across the book of Proverbs are applicable across the board. Now, I'll explain what I'm saying here. When I speak here, I think for the most part, not everyone, but I think I'm addressing mostly Christian people. And many of you, not all of you, but many of you had Christian parents who loved the Lord and lived for the Lord and taught you things about God's Word and how to obey God and how to please Him. And they tried to raise you according to biblical principles. Now, I'm primarily speaking through this message, I'm primarily speaking of those types of parents, saved parents. But for some of us, our parents were not Christians. For some of us, our parents were not saved people and do not hold to biblical standards. But even if they aren't, there is still a debt that we owe them in honor and respect and listening. Because a moment ago I said, you know, Proverbs is not just what we call spiritual doctrine. But it deals with common sense practicality as to how we handle life. And that same book that deals with that says, listen to your parents. Now, the book of Proverbs contains a lot of material aimed at directing human relationships, like I've already said, particularly family relationships. In addition to sound advice to married couples and to parents, the Bible also gives wisdom to children in responding to their parents' instruction and their parents' discipline. Now, wise young people listen early and heed consistently the directives of Proverbs in relation to their parents. Wise children will learn them and will heed them. And it is vital that our young people understand this. And I probably know what maybe some of you may be thinking even tonight. You know, young people? Yeah, right. Young people think they know everything. You know, and I guess in a sense, they do. Not that they know everything, but they think they know everything. And now, admit it. When we were their age, thought we did too, right? We had that same attitude. We've just forgotten to remember a lot of the things that we knew back then, huh? When we were their age. We've just chosen not to remember it. But the key is this. Mom and dad must train their children to respect them and to respect their position and their opinion. And this is vital. So how do you do that? You do that by a consistent walk. You do that by a consistent Christian life. You do that by consistency in the home. But understand here, there is an obligation on the part of the children to heed and hearken to their parents. Now, the next question you might ask is, well, Pastor, when does that obligation end? And we will get to that in a few moments. But I'm going to answer with this very shortly and very succinctly. In many ways, it does not end. It does not end. Now, my father passed away almost 20 years ago now, 18 years ago or so. And I greatly respected my dad, by the way, for the man that he was. My dad was not a Christian. And he was not trying to follow a biblical paradigm. He just thought that the way he parented, which happened to oftentimes coincide with biblical principles, was the best thing. And as I look back on my dad's ideas and the things that he taught us, even as young children, I came to understand there was tremendous wisdom in what he had to offer us, in what he had to say, in how he acted. Now listen, he was not a saved man. And there were yet certain things that he learned about life that he communicated wisely. No, he was a man who loved his family. He was a man who loved our mother. He was a man who worked hard. He was a man in many regards who lived up to many of the biblical principles that we find in the scriptures without even knowing it. And you can still gain wisdom from that type of individual. You can. You can gain a tremendous amount of wisdom. And so it's important for young people to learn to take instruction from their parents. Okay, now we're going to just jump right into our outline here. Look at the first point. Roman numeral number one. The first concept we'll find is found actually in Proverbs 23:22. We'll get there in a moment. And the point is this, very simply, listen to your parents. Listen to your parents. Now, we'll read Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 22 if you want to turn there. Proverbs chapter 23. I'll give you time. Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 22. I love it when we open our Bibles anyways. Even if it's up on the screen, I love it when we open and turn the pages. Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 22. It says this, "Listen to your father who begot you, and do not despise your mother when she is old." Now, let's pause there just for a moment here. Now, notice here, there is no age limitation listed. You know, sometimes you'll hear a young person say, "Oh boy, I can't wait until I'm 18 years old, because when I'm 18 years old, I don't have to listen to my parents anymore." Well, not if you're a Bible believer. You know, the scriptures, nowhere in this passage, nowhere in any passage do I see the age of 18 or the age of 21 in the pages of scripture. In fact, it says there in verse 22, "Do not despise your mother," and look at these words, "Do not despise your mother when she is old." Now, listen to this. I'm going to give you some very deep biblical exposition here. You ready? If mom is old, chances are you're old too. You're getting old at least, right? Isn't that great? Isn't that great exposition? How deep is that? Don't despise her teachings when she is old. Now, my mother, on the 29th of last month, turned 82 years old. I am 54 years old. I'm not ashamed to say it. According to this verse, if my mother were to be classified as old, and I'm not particularly classifying her like that for the benefit of you who are in your 80s, but if she were to be classified as old, I am still to listen to her. Now, are you following me here? Okay? It means simply this, that even when we have established homes of our own, our parents still have wisdom, and we should still listen to them. You know, there's not a time when we should say, you know, they don't know anything, and just pass them off. Because the Bible says to hearken to them. Now, when you establish your own home, yes, you're the authority in that home. You set your own rules, but it is still wise to listen. Look at point A. Point A under Roman numeral number one. The Bible commands ongoing acknowledgement of one's parents. The Bible commands ongoing acknowledgement of one's parents. Now, even though a young person has established a home of their own, and they are still obligated to listen to their parents, while you're no longer under their direct authority, you must give them the courtesy of sincere listening. Okay, this command is for the benefit of the adult child. It's not particularly for the benefit of the parent who could probably turn it on them and say, "You young whippersnapper, you know, the Bible says you ought to listen to me." But it is for the benefit of the adult child. Because the older that parent gets, the more they learn and the more they understand. And isn't it amazing, when we were younger, we didn't think they knew anything. And the older they get, the more we realize they understand things. They have wisdom. And the older they get, the more they keep on learning. They learn new things. It is to keep the flow of communication going so that wisdom can be passed from that one generation to the next. Now look at that word despise. When it says, "Do not despise your mother when she is old." Now when we use that word despise today, I think we think in terms of hating something. But the word used here simply means to think little of, just kind of pass off. In other words, the age of our parents should not diminish our respect or our admiration for our parents. And if we are wise, we'll still listen to them. Now, I'll tell you the truth. There are still times when I get on the phone and I will call my mother and I will just to get her opinion on something. Something I'm going to do, some kind of life situation, and I'll call her and I will get her opinion because she still has some amazing opinions. And you know what I've learned from older folks, about older folks? Well, particularly my mother. The older she gets, the less she cares about what other people think, right? And so she'll just tell you what it's like. You know, she'll, sometimes it's refreshing how blunt she is. You know, she doesn't beat around the bush. She's not too careful about my feelings. She'll just tell it like it is. And whatever she's thinking, boom, there it is. And you can walk away having no question about how she thought on that particular topic. Now, there's nothing wrong with gaining that type of wisdom. Now, why do you think God keeps our parents around for so long? All right, so we can benefit from their wisdom. And this is something that's found in the Bible, Proverbs chapter 4, the passage we just went through, passed from one generation to the next. So listen to your parents. There's never a time when you should stop listening. Well, let's look at point B. The wisdom of a child may be measured in how well he listens to his parents. The wisdom of a child may be measured in how well he listens to his parents. Now, we're going to look at this both positively and negatively. What does a wise child look like, and what does a foolish child look like? Because the Bible does deal with both of them. Proverbs deals with both of them. Now, with regard to parents, what does the Bible say a wise son does? Well, turn with me to Proverbs 13. Proverbs chapter 13. I think that might be the verse that was up on the screen at the beginning of the service, wasn't it? Proverbs 13, verse 1. Proverbs 13, starting with verse 1. A wise son heeds his father's instruction. So stay there. We're going to get to the second part of that verse in a moment. A wise son heeds his father's instruction. Okay, which leads us to point 1. Okay, a wise son will respond properly to parental instruction and discipline. In other words, a wise son heeds his parents' teachings. A wise son heeds his parents' teachings. But then look back at the second part of Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 1. It says this, but a scoffer does not listen to rebuke. And then again, if you want to turn a couple of chapters back to Proverbs 15. Proverbs 15. And we'll look at verse 5. Proverbs 15 and verse 5 says this, a fool despises his father's instruction, but he who receives correction is prudent. And so there are two words that are used here, the word scoffer and the word fool. And that leads us to point 2, and point 2 is this, a son who will not listen to his parents is both a scoffer and a fool. A son who will not listen to his parents is both a scoffer and a fool. Now that word scoffer means one who is vocally cynical. Someone who's developed the attitude of being a scoffer will not hear instruction. They will not listen to rebuke. And this is always to their own hurt. And I think this attitude of being a scoffer has, in these days, come to children at a younger and younger age. To the point where even in my wife Rachel's scripture classes, she'll have children, kindergarten children, who in her lessons will come up to her and say, I don't believe God even exists. Scoffing. Children who disregard their parents actually have a deep character flaw that will plague them in all areas of their life. You know, the lesson today is really not dealing with child rearing, but I want to give you this advice. Let me say this. Making sure that we are careful in regards to what we allow come out of our children's mouths And how we allow them to speak or interact with adults is vitally important. It really is, because you do not want a scoffer on your hands. Someone who is vocally cynical about the things that you are trying to teach, about the things that you are saying and doing. And the Bible says that if a person won't listen to their parents, they are that way. And the Bible also recognizes them as a fool. They're a fool. And it's interesting, here, we've said this, it's interesting that the word fool always carries with it an immoral connotation here in the book of Proverbs. Children who disregard their parents have a deep character flaw, like we said, that will plague them in other areas of their life. Now, listen, all this has to do with the way we regard or we respond to authority. So why does the word fool, which carries an immoral connotation, why is one classified as a fool if he despises his father? Well, because it is the despising of authority. And once someone questions God-given authority, and I'm not necessarily saying what the authority is saying, I'm saying that the authority has the right to say what it is saying. Once someone questions God-given authority, it opens the way for them to question just about everything about God. The Bible tells us in 1 Samuel 15:23 that rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. To question authority, as far as that right, that authority having the right. Now, I'm not saying that the authority is always right, is always correct, but when we question the authority as to the authority having the right to express itself authoritatively, when we question from that standpoint, we become a fool. Now, what's the moral connotation? As soon as we decide that we're somehow above or beyond authority, the flesh kicks in and immorality is very, very close behind. Now, let me give you an example. Many of you may or may not know the name of Thomas Henry Huxley. He was actually known as the spokesman for Darwin's theory of evolution. He was called Darwin's bulldog. His grandson, Huxley's grandson, made the statement that the reason the theory of evolution was so rapidly accepted after Darwin's Origin of the Species came out was because the book was viewed as a way to remove the authority of the Bible and Victorian morality from society so that, in his words, he said, people could live out their sexual fantasies. Those were his words. Now, what are we saying? What is he saying? Rebel against authority so that immorality can take place. And when we reject God-given authority, for instance, the authority of the Bible, right? Society, as it rejects it, begins a downward spiral. There's a downward spiral that takes place. Now, where do you get that? How about Romans chapter 1, right? A rejection of the authority of God, a rejection of the authority of this book ends in immorality of the worst sort. And that is the downward spiral that takes place. Authority and the right attitude towards authority is absolutely vital. A fool despises his father's instruction. Do not be a fool. Now, continuing on, not only listen to your parents, but we're going to look at Roman numeral number 2. Did we get everything? Every blank? Okay. Roman numeral number 2, get wisdom and instruction from your parents. Get wisdom and instruction from your parents. Let's look at Proverbs chapter 5, if you want to turn there. Proverbs chapter 5 and verse 1. Proverbs chapter 5 and verse 1 says this, my son, pay attention to my wisdom. Lend your ear to my understanding. Like we said, though, wisdom is not restricted to the realm of just simply spiritual matters. We are to gain wisdom from our parents in all areas of life. No, he says, pay attention to my wisdom. Now, I don't need to tell you, most of you in this crowd, I don't need to tell you that your parents know something, right? Your parents have some understanding about some things. They know something. And I realize that some of your moms and dads aren't saved, right? But I'll tell you that they have wisdom in some areas. They really do. I look back at my own father again. My dad was not a Christian, but my dad was a wise man. And I look back at the way he worked hard to support our family. I look back at the way he took time to spend quality time with our family, not only having fun with us, but to teach us various life skills. He was a man who was devoted to my mother. He loved my mother and was devoted to her all his life. And that left a lasting impression on me as a young person. And all those things are wisdom. So there is something that you can learn from your fathers, right? If your father is a good mechanic, hey, jump in, learn from him. If your mother can cook or sew or do other things, learn from them. Learn things from your parents. All of that knowledge is there. And how wise we would be to try to gain some of that knowledge and some of that wisdom of that generation. And listen, it is absolute foolishness. It is absolute foolishness for the present generation to be plugged into all sorts of other things, including, television or music or social media or video games, while their parents age and die without ever taking advantage of the wisdom that they have to offer, without hardly ever speaking to them. What a tragedy that would be. To miss out on all that understanding, all that wisdom. And by the way, there's almost a whole industry anymore coming out in recent years that's been made up of people who've published books and things, and they've interviewed people like World War II veterans and Holocaust survivors and other important people in history, and they published books and they've made documentaries and things like that. Why? Because these people have something to share. These people have something to offer us. And they know more than Facebook, right? They know more than the latest celebrity tweet or video game. You know, they know more than Dr. Phil ever imagined knowing. And finally, there are people who are beginning to recognize that and to publish books. So what are we saying? I'm simply saying gain wisdom from your parents while you can. If you're blessed because your parents are still alive, gain that wisdom from them. Listen to them. Look at point A. Point A. Humbly submit to thoughtful consideration of your parents' understanding. Humbly submit to thoughtful consideration of your parents' understanding. Now, what does that mean? Well, I think you're already in Proverbs chapter 5 if you haven't closed it. Proverbs chapter 5, we'll start with verse 1 again. We'll read verses 1 and 2. My son, pay attention to my wisdom, lend ear to my understanding, that you may preserve discretion and your lips may keep knowledge. So that is a humble submission and a thoughtful consideration to his father's understanding. And so Solomon says, son, give thought to what I'm about to tell you. Listen to the wisdom that I'm about to impart to you. Why? Because there is something to be learned from it. Right? There's wisdom. And by heeding what I say, you'll gain discretion and you'll gain knowledge. And this knowledge that is passed on from father to son, if heeded, will help him avoid the disastrous folly that he's going to be describing in the rest of chapter 5, right? Particularly the adulterous woman. It will help him to avoid all of that. Now, how many of us, be honest now, how many of us have been through something like that? Where we've warned a child, or maybe our parents did warn us about something. And they said, don't make that decision. Don't do that. Don't go down that path. Because if you do that, there's a world of pain waiting for you. And sometimes they know this because they walk close with the Lord and they read their Bible and they know God wouldn't approve of it. Or sometimes they know because in their experience they've seen other people who've made those same mistakes and what happened to them. Or sometimes they know from their own experience because they've been through the same thing before and they know the pain that they went through and they don't want you to go through the same thing. They don't want you to feel the pain that they felt. And there's a wisdom in what they are saying. And if we're wise, we'll listen to our parents' instruction and we'll avoid trouble. And if we're not, well, sometimes we just have to learn the hard way, the painful way. But either way, we learn that mom and dad have valuable insight and wisdom to offer us that we should seriously consider. Parents have understanding. And how wise we would be to heed the understanding of mom and dad. That leads us to point B. Gain the blessings of your parents' wisdom. Gain the blessings of your parents' wisdom. Turn to Proverbs chapter 6. Proverbs chapter 6. We're going to look at verses 20 through 22 here. Proverbs chapter 6, starting in verse 20. My son, keep your father's command and do not forsake the law of your mother. Bind them continually upon your heart. Tie them around your neck. When you roam, they will lead you. When you sleep, they will keep you. And when you awake, they will speak with you. This is the father's command. This is the law of the mother, the spoken things, the things that they have taught, the things that they've tried to pound into our heads, so to speak. Point number one under that. Point number one, their wisdom will keep you safe. Their wisdom will keep you safe. And when he says in verse 20, my son, keep your father's command. Do not forsake the law of your mother. Well, where are we? I'm looking for a different word here. When you roam, they will lead you. When you sleep, they will keep you. That word keep there literally means to protect. It means to protect. It will protect a child throughout his life and into his adult life if he heeds these instructions. You know, parents are not out to harm their children. Really, parents are not out to spoil their children's fun. They're not out to harm their children. I wish every teenager would understand that. Really. And you get some who might say, well, boy, you don't know my parents. My parents are so strict. Well, thank God they're strict. That's a good parent to have. And you say, well, they do get cranky a lot of times. Well, yeah, they do. We have to confess that. Sometimes we as parents do get cranky. They do get upset sometimes. And you ask, why do they get upset? Well, because they're passionate about the success of their children. Right? And that passion sometimes transfers into crankiness, or what kids call crankiness. I'm not saying it's always right, but it's really love that they're expressing to their children. It's not mom and dad trying to hurt the child. It's mom and dad trying to protect the child. And when a son or daughter comes home, you know, with someone of the opposite sex who's maybe not the liking of mom and dad, and mom or dad say something like, you know, I'm not so sure that's the type of person you ought to be dating, it would be wise of that son or daughter to give serious consideration to what their parents are saying. Not to take offense, but to listen. Why? Because they understand some things. They see a potential problem here. Maybe that person is unsaved, or maybe that person does not have a good, godly Christian character. Right? They know enough to protect their child from trouble. Point number two. Their wisdom will become your constant companion. Their wisdom will become your constant companion. And don't you love what it says there in verse 22? It says this, when you roam, they will lead you. When you sleep, they will keep you. When you awake, they will speak with you. You know, children hear the voices of their parents. They hear the wisdom of their parents ringing in their ears long after even their parents are gone. They remember wise teaching. Don't silence those voices. Don't silence those voices. Don't turn them off. Don't write them off or say, you know what, that was a voice of another generation. We live in a new generation now. We do our own thing. Don't do that. We ought never to do that to the voices that come from our parents. Their wisdom can be our constant companion if we'll listen and if we'll remember their wisdom. Not only that, but point three. This is our last point. Point three, their wisdom will make your life better. Their wisdom will make your life better. Turn to Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20 to 22. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and they are health to all their flesh. What a wonderful promise that is. Listening to the wisdom of our parents will make our lives better. The wisdom of our parents can greatly enhance the children's quality of life by pointing out pitfalls and by encouraging productive behavior. And this is a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful promise that God gives us. Did you know that in the pathway of life, somebody came before you? It was mom and dad. Right? And you say, sometimes they know. You know, they know some of the pitfalls that you go into. And you say, how do they know the pitfalls? Well, because they've been through one or two of them. They've been through some of those pitfalls. They fell for a few of them, and they can give you warning about the trouble that will come with them. And hey, mom and dad have met with some successes too, right? They've learned the right way to live, to please God and to honor Him and to live by His Word. You can learn from that. They've had successes. They've had blessings. And how many adults today really wish they had listened to their parents when they were younger? Because of the wisdom and the safety and the security that listening to their wisdom would have brought them. Give attention to my words, he says. Why? Because that can enhance your quality of life. And I'm not just talking about big decisions. I'm talking about even little things. I'll give you an example. For example, throughout the course of my childhood, I had four brothers. Whenever we got home from school and my dad got home from work, we always sat down together and had an evening meal. Now, this was the 70s, early 80s. So, you know, the TV was in the other room. There was no TV we were playing during dinner time. There were no mobile phones to look at or devices or anything like that. You know what? We had to sit down and we had to talk. And that's what we did. Now, why did they do that? Well, because they did that when they were children. Their families did that, and they insisted on it. They insisted that we all sit down as a family and eat a meal together. And we do that. Rachel and I and our family do that every day. We sit down together as a meal. We do that ourselves now. And there is wisdom even in that. You know, a while back, this is going to be a tremendous shock to you. A while back, the federal government in the U.S. published a study which discovered that families that eat meals together communicate better. Well, surprise. You know what? I could have told them that. That could have saved them a lot of money. No, they communicate better. You know, parents understand what the children are going through, some of the things they're involved in and what they're going through. Why? Because they've got that audience. They're communicating. They've got them at the table. Well, this is just some of the principles that you'll find for children found in the book of Proverbs. You can find more. And I would encourage you to search it out. Find out what the Word of God has to say. Especially the warnings sometimes about not heeding our parents' instructions and the trouble and the discipline that comes from that. But that would take a lot more time tonight. So we'll just focus on the positives. Now, these are good principles for our young people, but you know what? They are good principles for us as well, aren't they? Because my mom is still alive. You know what? I can still honor her, and I can still be kind to her, and I can still pick up the phone, and I can say, hey, Mom, what do you think about this situation? And Mom is still able to impart to me some of the wisdom that she's obtained in her years of life. Well, thank God. Thank God if you've got parents like that. Don't take them for granted. And take advantage of their wisdom. It's what the Bible says. Let's pray. Father, I do pray that you would help us in relation to these principles from your word, regardless of our age. Lord, help us to understand the God-given position of our parents. Thank you for the good things that they've imparted to us. Lord, help us as we seek to bring honor to them in our lives and in our listening. May we be very hesitant to question their wisdom, knowing that they've been down the road a little further than we have, and perhaps they can see from a perspective that maybe we can't see from at this point. Lord, I pray that you would give each of us a real sense of love for the mom and dad that you've given each one of us. Lord, bless these principles in Jesus' name. Amen.